Tony Evers, superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, first announced his fair funding proposal in June. Since then, he's added some specific numbers to his plan. He says if he's allowed to move $900 million out of two property tax relief programs and give it directly to schools, most of the state's 425 districts will see their state aid improve or remain the same in the first year the plan is implemented. Evers projects a statewide property tax decrease of 18% at the same time.
The proposal, as we've laid it out here, will really put a brake on school taxes in the first year of implementation. There's no question about that. There are no school districts that will lose money under this proposal, so there's no list of winners and list of losers. So we've really crafted something that people will take a real serious look at.
Evers' plan will likely be heavily scrutinized by lawmakers and the governor, especially given the state's budget deficit. But he says he's worked with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, as well as Governor-elect Scott Walker's transition team. He says another part of his plan aims to give schools some predictability when it comes to setting their budgets each year.
One of our proposals will be to have a minimal amount of state aid kind of increase guaranteed every biennium, and we're looking at 2%. So it'll allow the school districts to plan while this legislature continues to deliberate it. It'll cause legislators to purposefully change it. That would have to happen in open session.
Evers is also proposing a new $20 million grant program that will increase graduation rates and cut dropout rates at struggling school districts. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.